What is up, everyone? I'm Jeremy Miller, and this is Scrap Guy Solutions, a podcast all about helping you make things happen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is a pretty special episode because it's an interview with a couple board members from Team Vogel Versus Cancer to talk about how this incredible local organization comprised of all volunteers is helping local families on their cancer journey, as well as local hospitals with cancer research, all in an effort to pay it forward in memory of Joe Vogel. Joe was first diagnosed with colon cancer back in 2006 and passed away in 2010. While Joe was on his cancer journey, he made it a priority to start an organization that would help other local families struggling with cancer. Joe made it a priority to pay it forward, and the dedicated group of volunteers at Team Vogel Versus Cancer have been doing just that. And during the month of October, Miller Scrap and Disposal is proud to partner with Team Vogel Versus Cancer by making a donation to the organization for every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service. You can sign up at millerscrap.com or call 507-452-2067. Most of us probably know someone who has been diagnosed with cancer, whether it be a family member, friend, neighbor, or community member. My Uncle Maury lost his life after a very aggressive battle with pancreatic cancer back in 1989 at only 45 years old. He left behind his wife and two young children under 5 years old. I get emotional when I still think about it. We lost Joe Vogel far too soon. We lost my Uncle Maury far too soon. Cancer has taken the lives of so many people far too soon. This is another important reminder to live every moment and to follow your purpose and to follow your passion and to be the best you can be and to get out there and make things happen. All things we talk about regularly on this podcast. Well, Team Vogel Versus Cancer is definitely making things happen, and I am super pumped for this interview. So let's get to it. Well, I am super excited to welcome in Terry Gray and Bea Salisbury from Team Vogel Versus Cancer to the Miller Scrap and Disposal Studio. Terry and Bea, welcome. Thank you for being here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate the time you're giving us. I am a 34-year resident of Winona, Minnesota, born and raised in Minnesota, and the girls both grew up here. And Team Vogel is because my younger daughter, Rachel, married Joe in 2006. And so that's where the story would start.
And Rachel, just for our listeners to know, Rachel and I went to school together, graduated together, and were great friends. I'm pretty sure she was probably a better basketball player than me, at least in middle school. But then I think I got her once we got to high school. But no, Rachel and I go way back, yes, as well as B and
which
the family.
Is why you will always be JR in our hearts.
Always be JR to you and my dad and many others.
Yes.
Terry, how about you?
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having us here also. I've lived in Winona, I'm afraid to say my age, actually, to tell you the truth, but about 68 years, and grew up here and went to school here, attended Cotter after grade school and middle school, and joined the United States Army. I'm a Vietnam combat veteran of the Vietnam War, and so I grew up with a great set of friends, and one of them was Tom Vogel. Tom Vogel and Tom Thompson were my best friends as I grew up, and we stayed the same, and unfortunately we lost Tom this year, and now I'm retired from what I used to do, and I play music in the surrounding area, and I'm just super happy to have been on the board of Team Vogel for a good many years and to be able to see how it's progressed and what it's done for this community.
Well, first and foremost, Terry, thank you for your service to our country. Very much appreciated. And thank you for all that you do in our community to both of you. Tell us a little bit more, maybe B, this one probably for you. How and why Team Vogel? How did it start, and what are the reasonings behind the organization?
Yeah, knowing that you would be asking that question, I was reflecting this afternoon and realizing that back in 2006 was when Joe was first diagnosed with colon cancer. He and Rachel were planning a wedding, and there was a lot going on, and he had to have surgery, and the wedding got modified. But later that year, the group of friends and family did have a fundraiser for them in August just to help them out with medical expenses and things. So that was good. He healed. They got married. Life went on. And then about 3 years later, the cancer returned. So then in 2009, he was back in treatments and things were going on again. And it had spread by that time throughout his body. And at one point, a doctor at the U of M simply said, it's time to just live. So he and Rachel did some traveling, and there was the group of friends once again did a fundraiser for them to help them out again with medical expenses. And then as time went on into the winter of 2009, he wanted to, and he was honored, I think, that fall by the Gunderson always did a strikeout colon cancer game with the loggers, and he had to throw out a first pitch. He was so nervous. He was practicing that first pitch. But that's kind of where the Team Vogel just started. We all had red T-shirts. There were probably 150 people that came to support him. We had buses that, and for many years, we did go and support that strikeout colon cancer event. And then, but that winter, then Joe decided he wanted to pay it forward. He wanted to plan and do something that would help other families that didn't have the network of friends and family that he had. So he asked Rachel, he asked his mom and dad, us, and lots of friends, and everybody just jumped on board. So then we planned and did that first big June event, which was down by the lake. It was a 5K road race. It was softball tournaments, cornhole, eventually was added, silent auction, food served. So it was a whole weekend just of raising funds and doing things. But the way that it started was we invited the community to nominate families that needed the help. So it was a nomination process in the very beginning. And that first year, there were six families. And then all the funds raised, once any expenses were covered, then those were divided and distributed evenly to those families. So that was the format that was maintained. Joe died in August of 2010. He lived to help with and be part of that first fundraiser. And it was so special to see him that day. So then the next year, everybody looks at each other and goes, well, okay, let's do it again. So then we did. And just to honor Joe and just to keep up and having seen the impact to the families that were benefiting was huge. So the nomination process continued. We were still somewhat loosely organized with not like a structured board or anything for probably the next 3 years. And then realizing that if we were going to keep doing this, we needed to become more formally organized. And we scooted in and got the full 503C status. Prior to that, we'd been working on what was really a one-and-done type of nonprofit license and didn't realize that we were illegally raising nonprofit funds. But the...
For the right reasons, though. For the right reasons.
But it was very cool because when we submitted all of our paperwork to get everything straightened out, they sped everything through and there was no question, you know, that what we had been doing and the records we were keeping and how we were running it was a good thing. So then we switched it up at that point. We organized a board and we changed from a nomination process because none of us liked only being able to help people once a year after that big event. We wanted to be able to be more fluid, and then when someone asked for help, be able to give them some help right away. So we changed that to an application process, very simple application. We've gotten to the point the social workers at the Mayo, Winona Health, Gunderson all know us pretty well. They can help fill out the forms. And then all we require is a confirmation of the cancer diagnosis. That's it. And then unlike a lot of places where people can get funds, sometimes those organizations are restricted and structured that there's only certain things they can use the funds for. Joe never wanted that. He always wanted the families to have full choice. You make a memory, you pay a bill, you do whatever you want to do with it. So once they're approved, we cut a check, and they have funds to help them out. And so that's how we continue to operate today.
That's it's just absolutely incredible. And if I remember correctly, was that first event down by the lake at the JC Pavilion? Okay, so I remember being there, and I remember Joe being there, and you could just see, he was struggling with the cancer at the time, but you could also see the joy that he was spreading by helping start this organization to really pay it forward for other families. And it was really cool to see. And then I believe in future years, you actually had some of the families, and maybe you still do this, but some of the families were at the event that had received the grant from the Team Vogel vs. Cancer organization. So that was pretty cool too. Terry, what can you add for us? How do you raise money, and what type of events do you do in the community?
Well, we do a lot of different things, like a lot of other nonprofits. To tell you the truth, Jeremy, we do various fundraising events. We have a bowling tournament in February, which goes on each year now. We have a golf outing. Used to be at the beginning of May, and now it's at the beginning of October for better weather for everybody, because we used to get snowed on and all of that, but people had so much fun and were so into it. And we have had dart tournaments. We have held chicken queues. We have just done all kinds of those kinds of things. And as far as that goes, Joe's cousin, Dan, runs the New York City Marathon every year, and he raises funds for Team Vogel out there and sends them off to us for use for the people here. And so he goes through that whole effort by himself. We have a dedicated all-volunteer staff. We do not pay any overhead. We do not pay any labor. And I know you've met some of these people, Jeremy. They're just salt of the earth. They're just wonderful and a tremendous blessing. From younger families, little tykes, and the whole nine yards, busy, busy, busy people, right up until people like myself and Tom Vogel and Mary Vogel. And we just are all involved together, and they love what they do. And then I've got to give a big shout out to this community in Winona. My goodness, so many people have stepped forward and volunteered. Every time we called for some assistance, people came and came and came. Like these silent auctions, anybody that's put together a silent auction knows that you get donations from various places. You go and touch the community and tell them what you're doing. You ask them if they would be wanting to help. And so all of these things are gathered, and they're put together in various baskets and offerings and that. And so there is just a ton of work that goes on with these kinds of things. We found out several years into it, I think 2016 might have been our last big event down at the lake, something like that. And that only goes so far. And so we reached out to the community for other things. I know we have applied for grants when they have been available.
Well, I'm going to build on what you started there, Terry, because one of the things I noticed I was going through, our fiscal year concludes at the end of September and the new fiscal year starts. So I'm kind of wrapping things up from last year. And I know every year we get just random donations. Somebody sends in a check. Somebody has us designated as a memorial honoring their loved one who has died. And that happens very consistently. And so I always know that is there to help with our funding and to help our families. But it really hit me this year when I totaled all that up and realized that just from someone doing $100 at Christmas time, somebody did $500 just for whatever reason, some kind of a corporate match. The Eagles Club is amazingly generous to us each year when we ask for, you know, whatever they're able to supply. So when I looked at this whole list, this is like 20 plus, just, and some of these are youth groups. We've had St. Stan's Student Council do fundraisers for us. I just got, speaking of Emily Caselius, we talked about her podcast. Her husband, John, is the football coach. Football team is doing something I just found about today for us. So all these little things add up. So last year, over $6,000 came to us to be given to families just through all these small people who support us. Amanda Grace, a fabulous local musician, is another one who, you know, over the years just constantly supports. So that's the part that I don't always think about it, but it became very real again for me when I was looking at all these pieces and all these different people that will share and think of the families that we're able to pass that on to.
Well, it's really a testament of the good work that your organization is doing and the reputation that you have built in the community and what you are doing to pay it forward in memory of Joe for other families. And really it goes even further back to Joe himself. I often talk about the importance of building relationships on this podcast and how important it is in business or in politics or everyday life. And if you think about it, Joe touched so many people in this community and had so many relationships prior to his colon cancer diagnosis. And then that only expanded after the diagnosis. And look at what this community is doing. Look at what your organization is doing, a 100% volunteer organization. Look at the great work you're doing to remember Joe, but to pay it forward in his honor and his memory, because that's exactly what he wanted to do. That's what it all comes back to. And you guys are just doing incredible work. And that's why you continue to get the support that you get in this community, because of the great work that you're doing.
Well, we're so appreciative of that. And we have been partnering for the past several years with Miller Ingenuity here in Winona. And I want to make mention of them specifically because they have an employee volunteer giving campaign that they put on every year. And they invite various nonprofit organizations to come in and do a presentation. And then their employees vote. They have a committee, and then their employees vote. And they have blessed us by making us one of those 10 for several years, and then we have been blessed by them selecting us. And payroll deduction and other gifts, contributions by their employees have come our way. And it's been really, really important for us that they have this concept. Steve Blue is just a marvelous entrepreneur and leader. And they have a regular philosophy of giving back to the community. They believe that when you give to the community, when you give back, the community gets better and the business gets better, such as yourself. And so we're so thankful to have an organization like that.
Yeah, we're fortunate in this community. We have a lot of deeply rooted companies like Miller Ingenuity, like Miller Scrap and Disposal, like RTP, like Fastenal. You go right down the list, Wincraft, now Fanatics. We're so fortunate that we have these deeply rooted Winona-based companies that are so generous in our community and give back in so many ways to so many different nonprofit organizations. And just to give listeners a little bit of perspective that may not, the folks that may not have known Joe or Rachel, I'm just trying to do some math backwards. So Joe was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2006. So he must have been about 26, 27 years old.
He was 25 when he was diagnosed.
Okay.
And oh, just wait. No, you're right. He was 28.
Okay. Yep. So 28 years old. Cause I
and
know
he was 32 when he died then. Yeah.
Rachel and I would have been, we graduated from high school in 2001 and I know Joe was a few years older than us. So
yeah.
Just look at the foundation that he helped build and the relationships that he had established and what has been created in his memory at such a young age. Again, this just goes back to how great of a person Joe was and all the people around him to grow this organization into what it is today. What if folks want to get involved or if folks want to support the Team Vogel versus Cancer organization, what are some ways that they can do that?
On our website, so you can go to teamvogelversuscancer.org. Just Google it, as we do all our lives. Let's Google it. At the bottom of the homepage, there is a way to make donations via PayPal donations, or you can send checks directly to our P.O. Box, and that is listed on the website as well, P.O. Box 30063, I think, if I remember right. And so those are always appreciated, just direct contributions. With the golf event and the bowling event, we do have sponsors for both of those. The sponsors for golf have been a huge part of our annual revenues for many years, and we really appreciate it. Miller Scrap's always in there, got a whole sign out there, and so we have different levels. So When we reach out to the community, we like our businesses, but we also love to have signs that are in memory of or honoring a loved one. We have those as well. And the bowling, it's new to have sponsors now that Westgate Bowl, Jim and Julie are so generous to us. And they put in a new screen system, so now you can have all that video screen stuff going on, which us ADHD people, we don't do well with that. But so then all the sponsors can be flashed through the evening. And so that was a lot of fun last year to see that as an added one. And it did add a really nice layer of additional revenue to help, because last year we had the most families apply that we've ever tried to cover, and we were able to. Our goal is never to build a big slush. We are not going to create perpetuity. We earn it and we give it out. Joe was, I don't want to sit on this. This isn't for me to sit on. This is to go as soon as somebody needs it, let's get it in their hands. Sometimes that's a little hairy, scary for the board, but we've got a lot of good people in town and good friends, you know. So the bowling sponsors have been good too. And then this November, Give Minnesota is a big charitable giving push. If you're familiar with that statewide, I should remember the date, but it'll be promoted. And it's like the third week in November, second or third week. And so we are registered with them. So if that is something you participate in, definitely search for Team Vogel. We're a part of that. Love to have those donations made that way. Terry, did I miss anything?
No, I just want to let the listeners know, people that would listen to this podcast, I want to let them know that the money that you donate goes where you want it to go. With us, once again, having been mentioned as we're all volunteer, 90% of the funds that you donate, approximately 90%, go directly to help individuals who are struggling with cancer. We also assist Gunderson and Winona Health and Mayo Skemp in La Crosse, with patient support and providing comfort things through them. And so in general, we got about 2%, and we get donations. We try to get as many donations as possible. So 98% of the money that people give to us go directly to help or to cancer research or to these hospitals who are assisting the individuals with cancer. And so we want you to know that your money's going where you want it to go. And so thank you.
So they have an annual golf event, a bowling event. There's Give Minnesota Day in November, and donations are accepted 24/7, 365 at teamvogelversecancer.org, or as B said, just Google Team Vogel versus Cancer. So obviously the money goes out to folks who truly need it, and they have the flexibility to spend it in a way that is best fit for them and their families. And I think another reason why this hits home for so many people is so many of us know someone, maybe a friend or a family member or a neighbor who has been diagnosed or has been on that cancer journey one way or another. And I can't thank you all enough for all the great work that you do in our community. And that's why during the month of October, Miller Scrap and Disposal is so proud to make a donation to Team Vogel versus Cancer for every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service. It's been a fixture and part of our foundation for over 100 years to give back to our community. And we're so happy to do it in many ways, including our community give back program. So we are so honored and proud to partner with you all, not only through the community give back program, but through many other ways that we enjoy helping support your organization. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to add before we finish things out?
I think my last thoughts really are that in 15 years of paying it forward, none of it would happen without the generosity of the Winona community. Mm-hmm. In that time frame, we have been able to distribute over $525,000 to over 250 families and the lives that has helped. And just, it's cancer's a hard, hard, hard journey. And sometimes there's just that one little thing that can kind of help you make it through one more day. And so thank you to the Winona community, individuals, businesses, for all of the generosity over these many years.
B, can you repeat those numbers one more time? Did you say $525,000 mm-hmm. has been granted to local families?
Yep. And the hospitals.
Yep. And the hospitals, approximately 250 families and the local hospitals that you mentioned earlier.
Right.
That is absolutely incredible. That is incredible. Thank you both for all the great work, the tremendous work you do in our community. It is very much appreciated. Terry, anything you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just want to thank you once again for giving us this opportunity, Jeremy. And yes, I would encourage listeners to visit our website. And the information that we have given you is there in plain sight, pie charts and et cetera, that show where your money goes. And there are individuals who have struggled, gone through this struggle of having cancer and have put their story out there. Now, a lot of people are not interested in us giving out their names, and so we protect that per their request. And some of these people have just, they've been members of Team Vogel and then have been served by Team Vogel. We don't know when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen, but there's fantastic stories there. And the people that we serve, we're just absolutely, absolutely blessed. So thank you.
Well, thank you both again. And it's, again, very much appreciated for all the work that you're doing in Joe's memory and helping support so many local families on his behalf and his memory. So thank you both very much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, folks, that concludes the interview with Bea and Terry from Team Vogel vs. Cancer. What an organization. In the past 15 years, they have contributed over $525,000 to local hospitals and more than 250 families who have been diagnosed with cancer. This group of dedicated volunteers is paying it forward in memory of Joe Vogel, and Miller Scrap and Disposal is so proud to partner with Team Vogel through our community give back program by making a donation to the Team Vogel vs. Cancer organization for every new customer who signs up for Miller Disposal's local trash service during the month of October. You can sign up at millerscrap.com or call 507-452-2067. Also, please consider checking out the Team Vogel vs. Cancer website to learn more about how to get involved or how to support the organization. As you heard on the interview, Team Vogel vs. Cancer is definitely making things happen in our community. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. Please subscribe, give us a like, share, leave a review, and tell others about the podcast. If you'd like to get in touch with me, please email scrapguysolutions@gmail.com or check out scrapguysolutions.com. Most importantly, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. And as Joe would say, pay it forward and never stop believing. Until next time, peace out.